It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 28th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. People are spending more time to send and look at photos on Instagram than they're writing or reading on Twitter. The new numbers are a surprise, given how Twitter-style microblogging is supposed to change the way we interrelate. But sending a picture of Dimitri the goldfish via Instagram? Slate Magazine's tech blogger Willa Ramis says this tells us something important about being human.
Instagram has been able to capitalize very, very rapidly on that impulse that we all have to snap a picture. Twitter is a bit of a different proposition. For all the stereotypes about people just tweeting about their lunch, it does require some intellectual confidence. It requires a little bit of wit and some self-editing.
So the world has more snap-happy camera phone users than tortured writers, even writers who love brevity. In April, Facebook bought Instagram for about $1 billion. But Aramis notes the challenge. Popularity doesn't equal cash.
Twitter in 2012 apparently is expected to make about $140 million in mobile ads. Instagram does not make any money. It's a lot easier to get a bunch of customers for your service when you're giving it away for free.
The Comscore numbers put Instagram at 7.3 million daily users last month, compared to Twitter's 6.9 million. Now, at Marketplace, we can see into the future, and here's what will happen. Jobs in America will be part of the national conversation next week. The topic had better come up during the first presidential debate Wednesday night. A company called Elance thinks in the future more of us will be freelancers hooked up to jobs online. Fabio Rosati is the Elance CEO.
The model of hiring, finding someone online, the same way you go and find a book on Amazon, is going to be the main way to do things for the vast majority of temporary work. The survey that we just concluded indicates that the majority of the people that are using our model are hugely optimistic about their future. They're seeing their earnings grow substantially, over 50% year over year.
So it's not a job arrangement of last resort.
It's increasingly becoming a choice. So no doubt many people discover the model of freelancing out of necessity. Over 50% of our youth is unemployed, and some of them are looking for full-time opportunities. Others are discovering either through friends or at school the opportunity to work online as freelancers. They are increasingly successful. They're able to control their careers, predict their future.
And you're a global company, so in a country that has universal health care, that is an especially good option, just a little tougher in the U.S.
Well, there's no doubt that the freelance community that is working in Sweden or in the U.K. has an infrastructural advantage over the freelance worker in the United States today. But we hope that that will be taken care of over the next few years. We're very optimistic that there will be improvements in the availability of healthcare for the U.S. independent worker, and we think that's really important to level the playing field.
Fabio Rosati, CEO of Elance, the company claims thousands of Apple and Android apps were engineered by its pool of online workers. Imagine this. Rent a computer and take it home. But the computer is a spy, monitoring keystrokes, noting credit card numbers, and in some cases, recording pictures of intimate moments. And by intimate, I'm not talking about quoting Pablo Neruda. Seven rental companies have now settled with the Federal Trade Commission, promising never, ever to do this again. The spy software was supposed to track lost or stolen computers, but there seems to have been some mission creep. Accent on the creep. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. On APM, American Public Media.